Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Seahawkers podcast. Let's call it the 2022 season lineup spectacular preview show. I'm Brandon Schultz of the Military Seahawkers, and joining me, a cast and crew of Seahawks fans, starting with my good buddy Adam Emmert.
Dude, you've assembled a group of all-stars today, buddy. You're amazing. Good work.
Thank you, because as we go into our 10th season of doing this show, Adam, we've branched out over the years, and we found that there are other folks who are just as passionate and enjoy talking Seahawks as much as we do. We thought it just made sense to bring everyone together and try and put out daily Seahawks shows throughout the season, all in one spot.
Yeah.
So if you haven't yet listened to the 5-minute preview show that I put out ahead of this episode, here's a quick recap. Live reaction shows after the game, 3 in, 3 out with Clinton Bonner and me, press conference episodes during the week, and our traditional weekly show, of course, that will continue. And then we'll have the 3 in, 3 out, what if preview show that looks ahead to the upcoming game, and a new show with Clinton Bonner and Wilson Kahn. Adam will participate too. It's called PNW Prop Stars, and that's going to look at the game from a sports betting angle. And we're going to get into more depth about all of these shows and introduce the mini hosts that you'll be hearing from. And we're going to be starting with Clinton Bonner, who he started up the 3 in, 3 out series that we actually, it started off as a blog on the Seahawkers podcast website. It moved to a show that we produced on fieldgoals.com. And now it's going to be under the Seahawkers podcast umbrella. Clinton, how you doing?
What's up, Phyllis? I'm doing great. I'm in between jobs purposely. So like I'm in like a 2-week, this is what retirement feels like area, and it's lovely. So vacationing and tinkering with green screens and green screen chairs and having fun, man. And this is going to be a watershed year, and I'm definitely fired up for it, man. So hey, what's up, fellas? How's everybody doing?
It's great. You know, we're going to get to announcing what this full lineup would be, but I do want to get through introductions and
sure,
I guess
sure.
Just timing wise of how this branched out, starting with 3 in, 3 out. One of the things we were doing on the Field Goals feed was live shows at one point. One person who came into those live shows with questions that we always thought were very thoughtful and intriguing, and that became its own What If show as part of that 3 in, 3 out series now. And Phil Leidick is next up. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Thank you, Brandon. I feel like I was birthed into the family through the other 3 in, 3 out show. And I was doing pain games, right? And that was very painful for everybody. And then you guys decided to go ahead and birth another show, which I had a blast last year. I really did. It was a good time to, my wife is happy for me happy for herself, because then all the thoughts I'm having about what's going to happen for the game in the coming week, I can share it with some people that are actually interested and not pretending to be interested. And so it's been a blast, something unlike I thought I'd ever do. And yet it's been fun to get to know you guys. And I can't say get to know the listeners, but hopefully the listeners have got to know us, and hopefully they've got some value out of it, kind of as you look forward to what might take place in the coming game. And so, yeah, totally excited. Thank you guys for the opportunity.
And finally, you would likely know him from me announcing his name on the produced episodes of the Field Goals podcast when I do press conference episodes. Those are produced by Wilson Kahn, who is also joining us. And he will be on a new show that hasn't been done yet, but we're going to talk about that too. Wilson, welcome on.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. Yeah, as you mentioned, Clint and I are going to be doing the PNW Prop Stars this year. All your Seahawks betting advice, not official gambling advice, of course. Don't take us too seriously, but yeah, we'll be doing that show. Looking forward to a great year for Seahawkers Pod, in which in a year what may be will be kind of the worst year for the actual Seahawks in some time. So
it will
had
be
to go what, there.
Yeah. Well, it's what we're all thinking, right? I mean, people may say, hey, why are you doing this on a year that Russell Wilson's gone? And here you are like adding a bunch of new stuff, changing things. Well, for one, that wasn't exactly, we didn't really plan for Russ to leave.
No,
you know what? This is going to,
Brandon,
this is going to be a fun season. And so why not try something a little bit different?
It was time.
I want to say real quick for you, Adam, that Adam's also going to be joining us on PNW Prop Stars when we go through it all, but don't want to shortchange the man because you'll be on there whenever you are not on the road, right? So hopefully less and less and less in the mill and more and more and more Adam on the microphone.
Yeah, that's the idea. I'm really looking forward to doing that with you and Wilson. Hopefully I can play my role as a useful idiot very well, because I don't know jack about gambling. I'm going to ask you all the dumb questions for all of the other people out there that need a little help in understanding how all this works. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely looking forward to it.
Hey, last year you and Brandon went on a bit of a heater. You guys just like kept on betting against the Cardinals at one point and betting against the Niners. And you guys were running up like 12 bucks a bet. You guys had a little pot at one point there. If I recall, if my memory is correct.
That's true. I may still have $25 in that account from the bets that we ultimately lost. And so, yeah, we can split that up appropriately. We all get $5 now. And this is already starting off. We're in the black, fellas.
Awesome. And that's super exciting. And, you know, Brandon, you were talking a little bit earlier. It's like, well, why would you do this when everything is changing with the team? And, you know, Wilson had kind of mentioned, hey, man, maybe not the best year for the Hawks and all that. Well, heck, if it's not going to be a great year for the Hawks, we might as well have fun. And we might as well, you know, give you guys more things that can pique your interests and things like that. So that was a little bit of the thought process too.
Yeah. And as I've been putting these shows out through the Field Goals feed, it started to make more sense to me to have what we do all in one spot. Now, I know for some people listening, that may be more aggravating because, you know, you're only used to getting one show a week or maybe two if we're doing the live shows. And hey, there's like a swipe to archive function on most podcast apps. And we'll title the shows so that way you know which ones are which and you can choose which ones you want to listen to.
It's lovely nowadays, right? There's a little button. It's shaped like a triangle. You know what it does. And if you don't want to hit that button, then the podcast won't magically play. You could not listen if you choose not to. But I would encourage folks, you know, even folks in the Ring of Honor who are like, well, I love 3 and 3 out, but I haven't listened to What If or hey, I don't really like gambling. Okay, it's all fine, but like, it's all going to be Seahawks content. Like give it, I would say, give it all a try. I bet you there's at least a nugget per episode. You're like, oh, at least that was funny. You know, that was entertaining. So, and Adam, I think you hit it on the head, man. Like, yeah, this might be a tumultuous year, but that's kind of when we need more comfort food. Right. So I think this is like one big pot, big crock pot of comfort food that I think we'll be able to serve up with some biscuits, throughout the entire year, because it might be a bit of a down year record wise, but we'll be in good spirits for sure.
And that's the other thing though. It's not that I don't think people will enjoy the other shows. It's just that some people might only have time for one or two shows a week. And so I'm hoping though that you don't feel like you have to listen to all of them, so you know everything that's going on.
My God, Brandon, if somebody has a problem with more content that comes across their stream and their big first world problem is they got to scroll past a couple more shows, find the one they have time to listen to. Oh, my stars, whatever will they do? I hope they can figure it out.
It's like back in the 50s when you had one channel, one network, and then they introduced two channels. And, you know, you just have to decide based on the programs that are on what you want to watch and when.
I was hoping Adam was going to jump in. Can we just outlaw this negative attitude toward, oh no, a little bit of phone stress, a little bit of phone stress. I've got to take a 50th of a second to slide it up just a little bit. Brandon, you could have gone positive. It's awesome that now you get easy choices to just pick which one you want.
And it's all in one spot. That's a great point.
I don't know what you're apologizing for, Brandon. I don't get it.
I do want to check in.
People
we have
don't
a much
like change, Phil. People don't like change.
Wait a second. We have a much younger gentleman on this. We have, you know, 4 40-year-olds, and we have a younger gentleman, the Princetonian himself. Wilson, does this give you more? If you were not on one of these shows, How do you feel, man? You look down at that thread. You're like, is it, oh, cool, more stuff? Or is it like, ugh, more stuff? Which, where are you on that scale, man?
I think it's great. I listen to all the shows you guys do all the time. I got a long walk to class every day, so it's perfect to just pop that in. And I don't really see how anyone could be upset about hearing more from us.
There it is. It's settled. It's settled, Brandon. It's settled.
Thank you.
I'm recognizing that everyone experiences change differently, Clinton. And so I want to show some emotional respect to everyone.
Okay. For the three people that can't handle more awesomeness, Brandon has your delicate feelings all handled there.
There we go. And the other thing that may be a change as that's a part of this that would be good and appropriate to recognize now is if we start putting advertisements into the show and you aren't into those, there's the skip button that's also that works pretty well, like the 30 seconds forward. So if you're not a member of the flock, if you're a member of the flock, shows are going to be ad free. You aren't going to have to worry about that anyway. But if you're not a member of the flock, you may experience some advertising, hopefully not lasting longer than 2 minutes.
Well, it's what you get for being a freeloader.
I got to give you this, Brandon. I've listened to a zillion podcasts by multiple different types and categories. And I remember when you said that on one of your podcasts that you can always just hit the fast forward. I can't remember what it was, an interview podcast or something. Uh-huh. Like, this is the only guy that has ever said the quiet part out loud that is actually hosting a podcast. But I'm guessing that the advertisers aren't listening and putting you in some kind of black book of don't use his shows or else, or maybe you don't even care. You care so much about your listeners, Brandon, which has been obvious throughout the show. Yeah. You care so much about us. You're willing to remind us. We can just hit the plus 30 on your Apple Watch. It's as easy as pie.
And also, if you download every show, it still counts toward the advertisements, whether you hear them or not. So it's part of the deal.
So auto download.
Always download.
Always be downloading. And remember, folks, that advertisement that might irk you, it helps Adam get out of the mill. And let's be very fair about this. Adam, you've been saying I was so happy for you when you were able to, I was emotionally invested when you were able to stop doing the Santa Claus shoots, you know, the Christmas shoots. When that was like about three and a half, four years ago now, when you're like, okay, this is actually it. I don't have to do the Christmas Santa Claus shoots anymore. And then I was like there for you. And now it's getting you out of the mill. So Adam, what's, how much further you got to go, man? What do you think?
Well, I'm hoping to be no later than the end of the year out of doing the sawmill work. And it's, you know, it's honestly a lot less of the work in the mill itself and more the travel. I'm sick and tired of being away from the homestead and not being able to concentrate on the projects that I have here. And, you know, Brittany and I have been together now, 3 years? And that, which seems crazy, but it's hard on a relationship being gone that much. So it'd be nice to be home for that. And then for those who don't know, I damn near lost my left hand in the mill about 4 months ago. And that was a wake up call. Like it was close. And I'm ready to be done. 10 years is enough. And heck, man, if I could do this with all you guys and start putting together even more content for folks and have some fun with it and raise the boats for everybody. Heck yeah, man. Let's get after it. I think this is going to be awesome.
I've got it, Adam. Okay. Next year, whenever it is you're done, you can finally start having green grass. We'll have you can get married. I can do your wedding right here on the podcast, and you'll be able to take right hands, and you'll have a whole hand to do it. This is what it's all about. It's getting Adam to that day where he can walk out and actually water his grass in the summer. But I miss the Santa stories. I do miss the Santa stories. So that's kind of a sad.
Oh, there's an archive. We could always come up with more, I'm sure.
Well, let's get into the lineup before we get on out of here. And so what do you, the listener, get out of this this whole deal of all of us coming together? Starting off Sunday after the game, post-game show. It's something that Adam and I, we did for one season at least, maybe two. And hopefully we get to the point, once Adam's out of the mill, then we don't have to worry about whether or not he's available that day. But this season, whether he's there or not, that's what we're going to be doing. Post-game live reaction show. Then on Monday, traditionally, we've done our three in, three out shows. Clinton, we'll keep doing that.
And real quick for folks who don't know that show, that's the unique recap show, right? Where we're looking at three moments that we love, three moments we were like kind of got sick over, but we go into some nice detail and I throw them at you live. I throw them, I volley them over and you react to them and it's a lot of fun. Then we got quirky rules. So hopefully folks will, that one's been pure joy, but that's our Monday show. It's gonna be great.
On Tuesday, we'll be looking at doing a Wilson Kahn produced special. Quotes from the athletes from after the game, quotes from the coach after the game, and just kind of going through some of those things that you need to know coming out of the game.
How do you pick? How do you decide, Wilson? I'm curious. How do you decide what we get to hear?
I really go for like a lot of funny stuff. So whenever Nick Ballore is up there, I try to put pretty much everything he says. Pete usually has a lot of good stuff. Russ, now that he's gone, we don't have to listen to him just ramble and ramble. All his press conferences were like 30 minutes long and
who's that? Who's that, Wilson? Who was that last one?
Oh yeah. I don't know. It's whoever was here before this guy, there go. You know, but,
the guy that wears his own jersey outside and
yeah, does random I saw weird. That. Yeah. And never ever Tyler Lockett. Cause he's the same as Russ. He'll just 4 minute answers to every question. Great guy. Not great for podcast content, unfortunately.
I want to say real quick, I love those because like so often if you try to listen to the live pressers, they're horrible because you can't hear the questions. Adam, you've railed on this for years where it's like, how in the world is, you know, we're talking about, I don't know how many $1 billion freaking network the NFL is, and they haven't figured out to like, okay, somehow let's mic the press room so we can make sure who's asking the freaking question is heard. However, what you guys put together does it. It's read. It's like, okay, I know what he's answering now, and it's actually valuable and enjoyable then versus like, wait, what was that? What was the question there? So anyway, just from a thank you for putting them together. I like them. I value them a lot. So they're pretty freaking good, man.
The one good thing that came out of COVID was the Zoom press conferences, because then you could hear the reporters.
That and the DMV. I don't know if you guys know the DMV, like whatever that for us is Department of Motor Vehicles. I think that's national. That they, you don't have to go in anymore. You just do all your crap and then you check in.
Somehow the DMV figured out how to switch to online.
Exactly. We still got to go in to get physically pick one thing up, but it is like, you know, 1/100th of the time you would spend there traditionally. So maybe worth it.
If you ever wondered what it takes to get big government to make changes, like the DMV, it just happens to be a worldwide disease affecting the entire planet. That's all it took to change DMV to figure out how to do things efficiently.
Why did the NFL have to go back? Like at least the DMV learned it and stuck with it. The NFL was like, no, we're going to go back to the old way where everybody just hears Linus's mom.
Yeah. Well, that's why you guys do what you do. And it's wonderful.
Then on Wednesday and Thursday, and this could be subject to change as far as what day things are released, what days we're going to be recording things. But then around the middle of the week, we'll be doing what we've been calling the flagship show, the traditional show, what started it all, the Seahawkers podcast. And so those will be we'll continue those in the series of numbered shows. So that way, if you see things starting off with a number, that's when you know that it's the Adam and I show.
The Catfish Show, as my kids call it.
Catfish Show.
The Catfish Show. I love that. Yeah, man. Definitely going to keep going strong with that. And it's going to be really cool to have some extra content every single, almost every day for people. I mean, what a really cool day.
We've got a plan for every day. And then after our show, the 3-3 out what if show, that's the one hosted by Phil, where he asks what if questions and Clinton and I go back and forth. And yeah, we preview the upcoming game and kind of, so just as we have the unique 3-3 out post game recap, this is the unique 3-3 out preview toward the upcoming game that the Seahawks are playing it.
Yeah. And Phil does, you know, we call him the protector, the multiverse on Seahawks. What if Phil, man, you do such a good job of coming up with like the themes, themeology as we framed it right every week, just coming up with a unique way to bottle it all up, which carries kind of has a note throughout the whole thing. So it's been super cool. And as Brandon said earlier too, like, yeah, man, Phil was calling into Brandon, what was it? It was a Spotify,
green room.
Mm-hmm. Green room. Yeah. They were like, hey, go try this for 20 weeks. We're like, okay. So we did it, which was like go live. And then Phil ended up hopping in and started asking these really good questions. I'm like, this guy asks good questions. And then, hey, now we got What If. So Phil, that's you, dude. Action begets action. And you do an awesome job with that, dude.
It's the show where Clinton invents words and Brandon preemptively answers questions before
Them. Now, wait a second. I invent words on all my shows. So let's be very fair.
Hey, Shakespeare made up words. Why can't Clinton?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, is he not a genius and a scholar too? I mean, come on.
And we've had presidents that have made up words. So I guess that's true. Yeah.
True. We can all do it.
Yeah. It's a fun time. I try hard to keep things moving in a particular balance. And then I fail epically with my own self, and then it comes together, and sometimes what we talk about almost happens.
That's the most fun thing about that show, is when you bring up a question about what's going to happen and then we actually predict it.
It has happened.
I give you credit in the Discord many times for that, Brandon, and then I tried to find Clinton, but I never know where to locate him during the game, so it doesn't always work out that way. But
now if we could figure out a way to for those predictions to actually earn money into our pockets, that's where Wilson and Clinton come in here with PNW there Prop Stars.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that called gambling, Brandon?
I'm not that I'll be participating, because I don't, for one, just me personally, I don't care to bet on my own team. Like, it's nerve-wracking enough for me to watch the game, for me to actually have a stake in whether or not I get richer or poorer based on the game. That's not stress that I need in my life. But, you know, I may be in the minority on this. It may not be for everybody, but I know that there's some people out there that this is what they want.
Quick one here is that last year I saw Wilson tweeting these, like, just lots of different props, like, on, you know, just, and I of course follow him on Twitter, and all these different prop bets. I'm like, oh man, he's got a pretty good beat on this. And he's like throwing Seahawks stuff out there, throwing NFL wide stuff out there. And the thing is, like, yeah, beforehand, I don't know. I was with you, Brandon. I would not bet the Seahawks to win, or just, it was like, I don't want to bet the over under, never the under. That's a boring bet. But once the props started coming in, it was like, wait a second, I could bet over 3.5 receptions for, like, Will Disley. It's like, that seems pretty cool. The whole premise is, yes, it's a gambling show, but it's like, it is Seahawks focused. So we could be like, okay, what are we looking at? Who are we playing? And, you know, there's going to be probably some over-unders and all that jazz, but, like, what props do we dig because of what we know about our team?
Yeah. And it's a gambling show if you want to put money on it. And it's also just entertaining, even if you're not putting on money on it. I'm not legal age to gamble yet, 6 more months. So I just did it last year for fun. And I think especially this year, it'll be an interesting thing to keep track of, as we've mentioned, just because the team is going to be pretty bad this year. And you're going to want to, you know, have something positive to take away from the game. Maybe that you knew that Will Disley was actually going to get 4 catches instead of, you know, below 3.5 or something like that. Small pleasures.
And I think a good rule of thumb with it will be that if you make money listening to the show, you got to chip us back 10%.
Ooh,
but if
like
you lose
that.
Money, then that's on you. That was your decision.
Right.
Dang. Yeah. You might as well just call that a tithing at that point. And then geez Louise. Like, yeah. But I like it. I like it a lot. The cool thing, though, not being a gambler myself, but listening to other people talk about the gambling aspect of the sport and things like that, you start to get a better understanding of where either Vegas or the national perception is regarding your team and the rest of the league. And I think that can be super helpful. And that's one of the things I'm looking forward to the most, getting a chat with both Clinton and Wilson about it and all that stuff. So it should be really cool.
I could see it being helpful from a fantasy perspective too, because if it's Friday and you're thinking, man, should I start DK this week? Well, for one, you should always start DK because he's your number one guy. But, you know, maybe there's a guy on your team that you're not quite sure that if you want to start him going into this week's game. And if you're talking over and unders, you might be able to get an idea based on the matchups that you guys will be discussing from the over under perspective. I would think that could be helpful from the fantasy perspective, too.
Yeah, and you mentioned starting DK. I mean, the last guy we had a quarterback, maybe you don't want to start DK every week. But now that we have QB1 Drew Locke, I don't see how you could leave him on the bench.
I thought it was Drino Lith.
Drano Smock.
Drano Smock. That was it. Drano Smock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh man. So maybe a little Seahawks, you know, quick roundtable as we finish out here too, is like, what, I mean, I'm still team lock. I know, just quick vote, quick show of hands. Obviously Wilson, you got the jersey. So I imagine you're not team Geno, but Adam, where are you at this point?
Look, if we're going to be doing this year in pseudo tanking, then yeah, I want to see what Drew Lock can do. I want to see him get a legitimate chance to go out there and succeed, because from what I hear from the majority of Broncos fans is that they all feel like Drew Lock got shafted in Denver, that he never got a real shot to show what he can do. Now, whether that was a COVID year or whether that was having a head coach that didn't believe him, whether it was a QB assassinator in Pat Shurmur who ran their offense, go down the list, or maybe even a wide receiver core that is either overrated or injured on the regular, Drew Lock never got a real solid shot to show what he can do. And if he does have that kind of upside with the arm talent that he has displayed, then let's see if he can really do it. Because if he can't, no worries. We'll just go draft some stud next year. That sounds great. If he can do it and he does look great, fantastic. Then we can spend those draft picks building the team around him. But I just don't see the long-term upside with Geno. If you want to win games right now, probably start with Geno.
So solidly team locked, though. And then how about you, Phil? Have you landed yet?
I mean, it's a hard decision. I sit there and I look at the two, and there's these two choices in my mind. And I'm looking at, okay, is it the barf emoji or the poo emoji? And I still haven't decided. But actually, I'm going to enjoy all the other aspects. I feel like I get a better vibe on what the team really is if Geno plays. And that's kind of why I'd like to see Geno, because I want to know what we got. Lock gives that 1% of maybe he could be something for the future. So that might be interesting, but I'd hate to lose a whole season on offense of really having no idea because we have an unknown player there. So it's tough. I'll take what we get and I won't throw
it. Feels like Team Geno for you, Phil. If you were for swaying, I'm going to put you in the Team Geno category. And then Brandon, where are you?
I'm in the Team Geno camp, but yeah, a lot of it is because I just think he will be the better quarterback and I want to win games. And as we've established, winning is better than losing. Now, if we get to the end of the season, Geno only wins 5 games, or I think really what would happen is that you get to 4, 5, 6 games in and you say, well, you know, Geno's maybe won 2 games. Now it's time for Drew Lock to come in. And that seems to me to be probably the way that Coach Carroll would go, just based on, okay, we're going to give the veteran the chance. Ultimately, we do want to see what Drew can do. I mean, they're going to see him in practice anyway. So if we don't see Drew on the field at all this year, it's because that he's not better than Geno in practice. But I think that, I mean, I want to draft a guy for the future too. It's just more of who I think is going to be better for this year, who's the better team leader. And that's why I fall into Team Geno.
3-2. So we got only about a month, right? A month, five weeks or so. And we'll know.
If Drew wins 10 games and takes us to the playoffs and gets us a playoff win, I'll be on Team Drew. This isn't hard for me. I'm not putting my stake on the ground. Like, you know,
your team win more games. I gotcha.
Team win. Yeah.
Not bad. I like it.
Yeah. This isn't a team. Is it Jacob who was the werewolf? And then who was the vampire?
I don't know. They were both allergic to shirts and it was annoying.
would you wear a shirt if you look like that? I wouldn't wear a shirt.
I would walk everywhere like that at all times forever.
But yeah, with Twilight, you know, you had your very, you know, it's not like you go back and forth. Or like with Archie, you're either a Betty or a Veronica guy. It's like you don't, well, maybe you go back and forth. Just like maybe you're like Archie and wishy-washy.
No, not if you're DK. You're both.
It has to be 2 bad choices or none of these analogies work, Brandon. Right.
That's true. Both of those were tough choices because they're both good choices. Well, maybe it's like voting for president.
South Park has covered that a lot and done it well, right? So,
all right. Well, closing out the week, and this is one of the ones that I really enjoy, because going into Sunday's game or Thursday's game or Monday's game, I want to know who's going to be playing, who's going to be sitting out. And generally, Wilson, on those press conference shows, one, you're getting some of the matchups from the coach's perspective. of what they're looking at going into the game. But two, you're also getting an idea of who's going to be playing, who the injuries are, what the issues are going in particular games. That's kind of what I'm thinking for the shows that will help close out the week and going into the next game.
Yeah, I always like doing those just to get especially like the different coordinators' perspective on like it's stars on the opposing team, how they're going to try and game plan for them. It's always interesting to hear what they have to say. So,
well, there you go. We Disney Saturday afternoon lineup this entire show. And yeah, I really want to thank everybody for joining in. And thanks to those of you who tuned in. As a reminder, if you want to become a member of the flock, you can go to getintheflock.com, add free shows. You'll get the catfish free shows from Adam and my recordings from those main shows. So yeah, if you're like, hey, why I want to hear these guys swear, I don't want it censored. That's the way you can get those shows.
You know, not everybody, you know, has delicate ears, man. Like some people are big boys and they can hear,
but
the
some
big
people
ones.
Listen with their kids like Phil, and they actually, and their kids call it the catfish show,
which is also amazing. I love that that's a thing in the world.
I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure my kids aren't the only one, Adam, who for years has thought of you as the guy on the catfish show that's really funny.
That works for me, man. Hey, there's a lot of things I could have been remembered for throughout my life. I'll take that one.
And I think with that, gentlemen, there's only one thing left to say.
Go Hawks!
Go Hawks. Hawks.
Seahawks country, let's ride.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I love it. I love it. See, this is going to be an amazing addition to the Seahawkers pod family right here. I love this.
We got a deal.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.